For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Everyone, just begin to pray. Just pray and ask God to speak to you. Say, Lord, speak to me, speak to me. Jesus, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Kalama sopeketa parabayada. Leshketa pakariandaraba. Come on, shake off the downness of you. We're in the presence of God. Just lift up your voice and pray. Say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. Jesus. Pelambro chaparande ketapra. Lift up your voice and just pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in tongues. Kapale marodia. Shapale marodi. Mekataparia. Listombro kapalia. Mendele mamo. Shabalababarabaya. Mango deliande. Repetaporiondo. Shamandele miki kotoparia. Rapakatele baboya. Mandelebia. Chalemrando. Rapakatelese. Sembro kolabane. Oh God. Yes. Yes. Lepra. Leshtepro kapalianda malembro kaliba mekoto palibiando chalima rodiande o labalia bantoste proko palima paloma palema mikoto prari shapalemama. Yes, Lord. O lobro kelabro shiparaba rapakata seprekebalaba montorianda leshombro kelababaya mantelia. Put your hand on your heart and ask God to speak to your heart one more time. Say, Lord, speak to my spirit this evening. Speak to me. Give me a word for myself, a word that would change me, a word that would impart me, a word that would take me to another level. Pray that prayer. Oh God, speak to us. Yes, speak to us. Tonight we ask that, Lord, you speak to us. Tell us something, Lord. Change us by your word. Minister to us, Lord. Impart us through your word. We pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for this great opportunity to even hear your word. We ask that, Lord, you speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, please be seated. Amen. There's so much food in the house, spiritual food, I mean. Sometimes you don't even know which one to take. Okay. So tonight, I want to share with you something that I believe that I shared already with last year with the second service, Extreme Valor Service. And I want to just share a few things from one of the books again. Amen. How you can become a strong Christian. How you can become a strong Christian. Stephanie, where is Stephanie? Can you sing that song? Do you have it? Okay, get it ready so you can sing it. I'll call on you anytime. All right, so what it means to become a strong Christian. Ask your neighbor that, are you a strong Christian? What did they say? They ask a question. Yeah, I mean, ask somebody. And another person also asks you, are you a strong Christian?
Say yes.
Okay. But did you also say yes? Okay. Amen. There are a lot of Christians who don't have on their agenda to be strong. Let me show you a verse. In Proverbs 24 and verse 10. Proverbs 24 and verse number 10. So Proverbs 24:10 says, Pastor Nat, is the verse coming? You are the only one I see in the back. Oh, I don't see. My, it's you. Any delayed verses is you. Sunday when I was pulling his legs, I didn't know that his mom or so was in church. Yeah. But the mom was very grateful. Said it's good. So she's giving me the license to continue. Anyway, so Proverbs 24:10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou faint in the day of adversity. So what's the day of adversity? The day of adversity is when things don't go right. When crisis comes. Or when challenges come. When strong temptations come. When difficulties arise. And this scripture is saying that if you faint on that day, thy strength is small. Yeah. And so when we ask the question that, are you a strong Christian? Perhaps what we should be asking is that, do you faint sometimes? So let's ask the question again. Turn to somebody and ask the person that, do you faint sometimes? And we all do intermittently, isn't it? But we have to be strong. And that is why we are sharing this, so we all learn. Yeah. Sometimes you can be in a place where so much or so many things come at you at the same time, and then you start feeling faint. Yeah. Past few days, I sit and I'm like, I shake my head. Wow. I mean, all of a sudden, I have so many responsibilities, things to take care of. You see. But I encourage myself after I talk. And I have to be strong. So the cardinal, are you here? The cardinal sign of weakness is fainting. Yeah. When you faint, it means that you are weak. Or your strength is small. This is a Bible definition, isn't it? If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So if perhaps there's a particular sin that keeps overcoming you, do you see? When that sin comes knocking or that temptation comes, a temptation is not necessarily a sin, right? Until it's until it's the production has gone through. Yeah. So when the temptation comes and you fall or you bite on the temptation, the reason is because your strength is small. Easy, isn't it? If thou faint, let's all say it together. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Amen. So any time we faint, it is a sign that we are weak. Yeah? Now, on the average, Christians, even as you mature and you grow in the Lord, you realize that you may be strong in certain areas, isn't it? But then you're also weak in some areas. But the goal is that we should be strong everywhere in everything that we do. That is what God wants us to do. So I'm talking to you about what it means to be a strong Christian. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. This message is going to be very short. And this time I mean short. So just pay attention briefly. So in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So here you see clearly that God actually puts the onus on us. We have to be strong. A lot of people are looking for other people to be strong for them. Yes. Some people want Mama Fosi to be strong for them. Yes. To pray for them and fast for them. Some people want their pastors to be strong for them. But God is showing us here that you have to be strong. You think about it. Anything that you are strong in, you made yourself strong. There are some people here who are very strong in soccer. Okay? They are strong in soccer. I used to be very strong in soccer. Hey! Even Sundays, even as I'm sitting in church, as the pastor is preaching, I'm not joking. I'm thinking of how I would go to the stadium. Hearts of Hope. There was no match that I missed when I was in Ghana. I mean, earlier on. No. Yeah. I would go. I mean, I'll put clothes in the trunk of my car and I'll change in any corner. Strip of my... Yeah. And go and watch 11 people on one side and another 11 on the other side chasing. I knew all the names of the soccer stars. Yeah. That's me. But you are laughing at me. You are doing the same thing. Yeah. There are some people here who are always watching European football. They know Chelsea. In fact, when Chelsea loses a match, you see Nat is throwing his hands in the air. Yes, it is as though they have lost a fortune. They won't even eat. Their appetite will shrink. But your appetite will shrink when people don't come to church. So people make themselves strong. In this country, there are people who are strong in basketball. They know all the stars. They know how much they earn. Yeah. David, you know the stars, don't you? Not really. Michael, you don't know the stars. Okay. Justin, small Justin, you know the stars? Come on, you play football. Yeah? But the point I'm trying to make here, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that anything that you are strong in, you actually make yourself strong. And the same applies to our spiritual lives. If you want to be strong, you can be strong. Yeah. A lot of weaknesses is because we are lazy. We don't want to be strong. And we want to shove the responsibility on other people. Your pastor should be strong for you. Your cell group leader should be strong for you. Your father should be strong for you. Your mother should be strong for you. People should be strong for you. But you yourself, you don't want to be strong. You just want, somebody else to make you strong. Here, God did not say, may Angel Gabriel make you strong. No, he said, you be strong. Be strong. Be strong. It's an instruction. Amen. So we have to figure out what makes a person strong and develop those areas. Amen. Now, we want to look at certain areas that we need to develop if we want to be strong Christians. All right? There are certain areas that we need to develop if we are going to be strong. There's no way around it. There are no shortcuts. No shortcuts.
You cannot be strong in a subject, all right, without staying up. Micah, that's the key to success in college. You cannot be strong in a subject without staying up late, without sacrificing and putting away so many things to study. You can't. You otherwise you just be a nominal C or D student. But if you want to be an A student, you have to study. In the same way. So we're looking at areas that we need to pay attention and develop if we want to be a strong Christian. How many of you want to be strong Christians? How many of you would put some of these things or all of these things into action and stop being lazy? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm gonna be watching you. All right. So number one, to be a strong Christian is to develop a deeper Christian life. Okay? If you want to be a strong Christian, you have to develop a deeper Christian life. The opposite of deep is shallow. You cannot be shallow. You see, when you are a pastor or a leader of a group of people, there are grades of relationships that you have with people. I try to relate to everyone. Do you see? But you see that there are also grades. You can't help it. Because the relationship is, listen to me, the relationship is a function of the depth of how you actually relate. Yeah. There are people that you relate to that you don't know even too much about. So it's another type of relationship. But there are also some relationships that it's so deep and you know deep things about a person. I tell you. You see, sometimes in this church, when we are in private and we are, you know, like having fellowship fun and we joke and we talk about very intimate subjects. It's like a joke, but it's the reality. Yeah. One day I was talking to Apostle Joel, who is also my pastor, Apostle Joel, the Bishop of North America. And we're talking, that was years ago. And something happened. We're talking about even like our marital issues and all that. And I think I remember he made a remark that it's a reflection of even the depth of our relationship. Yeah. When you are deep with someone, the things that you talk about is also very different when you are superficial with the person. When you're superficial, when we meet, how are you? Okay, it's everything about powerful. I tell you, when every time the conversation is powerful, it's a sign of yeah. We must be able to talk about even relationships. You know, who is your boyfriend now? Who is your girlfriend now? Who is, you know, what are some of the things that, yeah, there are people in this church that I relate to deep. I know their deep problems because they are not shy to talk to me about it. It also shows that we've become deep. You see, now to become a strong Christian and very spiritual, your relationship with God has to go deep. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Psalm 42 and verse 7. Psalm 42 and verse 7. Don't do this, a very short message. I'm ending very soon. Psalm 42 and verse 7. It says, deep calleth unto deep. Psalm 42 verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep. At the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Deep calleth unto deep. Deep responds to deep. Depth responds to depth. Yeah. Your depth with God will show forth as also spiritual strength with God. If you are superficial, you won't be strong. Now, in talking about the parable of the sower, when Jesus began to explain, are you listening? Began to explain the parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Let's pick from verse 11. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. It says that now the parable is this. It's a parable. Everybody say, it is a parable. It said, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Then verse 13. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And this verse 13 describes shallowness. Yeah, it describes shallowness. They hear the word with joy. It's good word. I enjoyed it. Preaching good. Screaming hallelujah. In fact, the way people behave, especially on Sundays, all right, if you go by their behavior and their reaction, you think that you are dealing with a group of people who sleep with the Bible. Yeah. You think that you are dealing with a group of people who read nothing but the Bible. Who soak in, the way they respond. Clapping. Jumping. Yeah. These days, sometimes I get messages after, maybe even Sunday evening or Monday morning, you know. Reverend, the message was very powerful. I was so blessed. I laugh with joy. Turn to your neighbor and say, I laugh with joy. But what actually depicts your status is what happens after the joy. It says, and these have no root, which for a while believe. And in time of temptation, they fall away. Why? Because there are no roots. Their strength is small. So in time of temptation, what happens is that they fall away. Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, to become a strong Christian calls for depth. Do you understand? It calls for depth. You must be deep. Yes. You see, when you are reading a subject, you are reading a topic, you are reading something, any regular human being, you can tell if you are deep with a thing or shallow with a thing. It doesn't take rocket science to tell. I've been, not yesterday, I think last week, Tuesday, as I was sharing with the cell group leaders on online, when we met, I was telling them that even when you are reading a book, okay, and maybe one of Bishop's book, and a verse is quoted. You know how sometimes bishop will just cut the verse that addresses the issue, and then he would say, yeah, a deep person or a deeper person would take the Bible and actually read the entire verse. And even after they've read the entire verse, if they still cannot understand it well, they would jump higher. Yeah, I've read verses that after I read the verse, it didn't really appeal to me. I wasn't really getting it. So I went to the beginning of the chapter. And even the beginning of the chapter, it was still not clicking. So I've gone to the previous chapter. Do you see? That is depth. That is not shallow. And that is what actually takes you to the place of strength. You are deep with what you are doing. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, from today, I am going to be deep. Shallowness is disappearing. In Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name. You know what? I want us to pray about this. I will not even share the next point. Let's stand to our feet. Let's pray about this. Yes. Let's water the word with some prayer for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'll share the grace and we'll go home. Did you understand the message?
Yes.
And we're going to pray, and I want you to pray for yourself tonight that God will help you. God will help you. God will move you from a place of shallowness to a place of depth. That you will help yourself by the help of God. I don't know whether that makes sense. You will help yourself by the help of the Holy Spirit. You have to decide in your heart that I will be deep. I will be deep. That is what will make you strong. Begin to pray. Shallowness taken away in Jesus. Come on, everyone, lift up your voice. Makota parabaya. Rabayandeleba, si proteche prebiana, mambro de kepala, lesto palimia, mombro de kepala, rabayandele, kendorianda, manto kaliane, shepele mamo, rapakayade, seprete para, mantoria, oh God, depth, 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 depth. Come on now, lift up your voice and pray for depth, that you will be deep, you will no longer be superficial. You will not be superficial. You will be deep. Depth. Jesus. Palimpro. Shapalamama. Protikaba. Repechipali. Seprekipalo. Lombro kipalia. Mantekelebando. Soprotikalia. Che nanamamoya. Lasto prea. Lebroche. 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 Depth. 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 La paela. Shikata. Bringando. Koromonia. Mandelema. Miendoro, Seprati, Kalimanda, Shamandelia, Bandolikiana, Brete Prade, Rakapaya, Bandolianda, Sebrea, Elamasama. Come on, pray. Say to the Lord, Lord, I will be strong. I will be strong. I have decided to be strong. I have decided to be strong. I have decided to be strong. I will no longer be shallow. I will no longer be shallow. I will be deeper with you more than ever. Come on, make that your prayer. Cry unto the Lord with all your heart tonight. Nemro sambra kapali shapalia lestobro kolomonia manderea shapali mamura baba kalima boriande lestombra kapali matoriande shabala babalaba manyando kopoliande sepre kalata nenchora brangara brendelia bandora lestopro shipara mandara rakataya chela bakaya mantade rekepalo sembrenda malo choprokapa malo choprokopalaba mancho prokopalaba mancho prokopalaba mancho prokopalaba mancho prokopalaba yaya mariondo sobrokopaliba. Yes Lord, yes Lord, strength. Yes, strength will be ours. We will be strong. Kalada siprede. We will be strong by being deep with you. Being deep with you, Lord. Depth, depth, depth. No shallowness. Makatapa, leshtepa, loprodiada, malebrotepa, kalisa prakatapalaba, shamandele. Oh God, oh God. Yes, yes. Strength, strength, strength from depth. Strength, strength from depth. Strength, strength from depth, depth with you, depth with you, depth with you, deep, deep. For deep calleth unto deep. Manta, celebrone, kemanda, lesta, praya, boro, keta, zabalama, leshtobro, kapalamamo, lepro, kapaya, mambro, kepala, mambro, kepala, mambro, kepala, mambro, kepala, mambro, kepala, palamamo, ele sapaya, tandolia, sepre, kepa, roshipakaya, mambre, kaluze, lestopro, kalia, sepre, losho, brokopa, manta, kenana, rakapa, nekata, chelabaya, leprostipala, lestoprande. Oh, come on, pray for yourself. Pray that even as you have received the word with joy, even this evening, it shall not just be joy, but it shall be followed up with roots, deep roots, deep roots, deep roots, roots that will survive. Roots that would not even cause you to be removed. Roots that would even cause you to be stable. Roots that would even cause you that it would be so hard, difficult for you to move away. Come on, pray that prayer. Yes, Lord. Roots, Lord. La mata chapaya, kelabra, manto, nebredia, kaludia, shepala mama, bandoriada, ketalabaze, mikotoprodia, champreka, tabranda. Rapakaya, dendo, dendo de biando, dendo de biando, dendo biando, dendo biando. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on, lift up your right hand and begin to thank God. Thank God for depth. Thank God for depth. Yes. Yes, depth, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated for a minute. Stephanie, are you ready? All right, come along. Stephanie will sing a song for us.